This is Bartholomew Town.
As Rhode Island's first ever member-owned credit union, Navigan Credit Union has been a staple in the local business community for more than 108 years. Today, Navigan is a $3.4 billion institution serving more than 136,000 members across 25 physical branch locations. But since its founding in 1915, the mission has never changed. Navigan Credit Union's team of financial professionals have remained committed to improving the financial well-being of the families, businesses, and communities they serve across Rhode Island. Learn more at NavigantCU.org. This is another edition of Financial Well-Being presented by Navigant Credit Union, a monthly segment focused on the ins and outs of the financial sector and the very, very broad topic of financial literacy. We've already covered a lot of great topics here in this recurring series. You can find all of those wherever you're listening right now. Today, we're going to focus on something that impacts a lot of people, and that's overdrafts, and specifically overdraft protections. Navigant recently rolled out changes to its members' fee schedules that they say is going to enhance their overdraft protection policies. So we've got Mike Matone, Senior Vice President and Chief Retail Banking Officer with Navigant, joining us this morning to break it all down. Mike, thanks for the time and good morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Bill, and it's great to be here again.
Let's start with, for anybody who doesn't know who you are, tell us about yourself, your role at Navigant.
Yeah, so I've been at Navigant Credit Union for a little over a year. I'm the Chief Retail Banking and Experience Officer here at Navigant. So my role is to oversee all of our delivery channels. So our branches, our contact center, making sure our member experience is the where it should be for our 145 plus thousand members. And then also our marketing, so branding, advertising, promotions, things of that nature. Working closely with our, community and charity team, all of our back office departments, our lending teams, just to make sure that we're giving the members the best experience and the best foundation possible for their financial well-being.
There's been a lot going on at Navigant. The expansion continues. You've just opened up Branch 26, a whole lot of other things happening. Give us the rundown, if you would, of sort of what's been happening.
Yeah, so we just opened, to your point, our North Kingstown location. It's a 1041 10 Rod Road, right by the Walmart. And I am new to Rhode Island, so I don't know what was there 30 years ago. I know that's a Rhode Island directional. But we're really excited. Stephanie Northup is our branch manager there. She and her team are doing a phenomenal job of engaging with the community. And we're already seeing, members, old and new members come in to that location. With that, we also have rolled out, more enhancements to our cash management division and cash management program, allowing medium-sized businesses. We do a lot with smaller businesses and micro businesses in the state. Now we're going to have more services and offerings for medium-sized businesses to do more of their banking and improve their financial well-being with Navigant. Our charitable foundation recently announced $320,000 of giving. Really excited for that. We have two rounds of giving each year from the NCU Foundation. And one other note, recently, Navigant was named the number one credit union, best credit union in Rhode Island by Forbes. So we're really happy to see that. And that is really a testament to the work that our frontline and our back office does to serve our membership. So,
and not just
a lot
Forbes,
of exciting things going on.
And not just Forbes, pardon me, but also the Valley Breeze with a little bit of recognition here, some breaking news. And you put Forbes and the Valley Breeze in the same category of highly relevant to their audience, that's for sure. You've gotten significant recognition over the years from the Valley Breeze, but another piece just coming through. So congratulations on all of that. Well-deserved, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk about overdraft protections. Navigant Credit Union recently announced changes to what's known as your fee schedule. In other words, you've made changes to enhance the overdraft protections for your members. Overdraft protections are something that it spans a wide range of situations, right? I mean, sure, there are people who intentionally overdraft, but for the most part, it's just a matter of oversight in terms of managing your accounts and having enough in your checking account and making a purchase. You buy a cup of coffee, somehow something else went through, a subscription service you forgot about, and all of a sudden that coffee costs you $25-$30. So what are some of the new policies, and what's that new fee schedule look like that you're rolling out?
Yeah, so a big part of what we look at all the time is, again, making sure that we're giving members the best foundation, to build on for financial well-being. And overdraft, really, it's protection, right? You know, that's what it is. It is a protection in the event that you pay for something or a charge comes through that you don't have the money for right now, right? The fee changes that we've done, number one, most importantly, is in the past, if you had a charge come through and you did not have sufficient funds to cover it, right? You would get a not sufficient fund fee, right? Of $34. We've eliminated that completely. You know, going forward, Navigant members, if they overdraft on their account, they will only be charged for something that goes through, right? Which is, you know, really, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure we're putting people, you know, on the right path financially, you know, we think that's a major enhancement for us. One other part of our program is if you have a savings account and a checking account, right? So the checking account is the one that has overdraft protection, right? That's the one where you're making payments, you have automatic debits come through, you use your debit card, you schedule monthly payments to, you know, your electric bill or things of that nature. If you set it up so that your savings account can transfer funds in to cover things that happen in your checking account instead of going into your overdraft line, that used to be a $3 fee. That fee is now eliminated. So now you can use your savings funds to cover yourself in the event that, hey, I forgot that, you know, Rhode Island Energy was pulling out money today and my paycheck doesn't come in till tomorrow and I went to buy lunch, right? Mm-hmm. And the third and final one is now we used to have a charge for any type of transaction that you overdrafted. It was the same fee. We've developed a tiered schedule. So if you go out and you have $3 in your account and you buy something for $6.99, right? That cup of coffee that you talked about, or a turmeric latte, I think that's probably more $6.99, right? You will not get charged a fee anymore, right? So it's right. No fee. Anything not, if you make a charge and it and you are overdrawn on your account, if it's $9.99 or less, there's no fee. Anything from $10 to $99.99 is a $10 fee. And then anything $100 and above is a $20 fee. So our highest fee for overdraft now is only $20. We feel that this is a much more fair and equitable way for folks that are utilizing the program. And essentially, to your point on coffee, it shouldn't cost you a tank of gas, right? Although sometimes we do need it to fill up that energy. We feel that the program really allows someone to use this program in a prudent way, but also pay for the convenience of having a little bit extra protection in the event that they forget that they're doing a charge or something happens.
Right. Well, that's huge stuff. And is this something that's commonplace among financial institutions right now, or are you sort of an outlier here in making these adjustments?
Yeah, you know, we are pretty new for the state of Rhode Island in this. We've seen some of the larger institutions across the nation and some other, you know, large banks and credit unions make changes to programs. What we've seen, though, is a lot of programs have just turned into a what we call a return all, where they'll say, hey, we're not charging you anymore for overdraft. And what they don't tell you is they're just going to reject every time you try and make a transaction. So we would hate for someone to be on the grocery line, right, with, you know, your kids screaming in the background and you're trying to buy groceries and they threw a candy bar on there and you have $130 left in your account and the grocery charge is $160 and you forgot that Narragansett Bay was pulling money that day as well. We're not charging anymore, that return all account. Your transaction at the grocery store will get rejected, right? Where a member or a customer, right, might prefer the convenience of being able to let that go through. They know their paycheck will cover it in a couple of days, and they only get charged, in that case, a $20 fee, right? For the convenience of not having their charge rejected. So we're newer in this kind of tiered program statewide and, you know, earlier on across the nation. And we think that this tiered program to keep convenience and not just create a reject all, which we've seen is more common, is a much better approach for our members.
Yeah, it definitely is a more holistic way to take a look at managing your account, or part of a more holistic way. What if somebody says, you know what, I'm all set, I'd rather opt out of this program? Somebody who's a member, is that on the table as well? If the, for some reason they don't want to participate?
Absolutely. Yeah. So all of our members have to opt into the program, right? First and foremost, we're not going to force this on anyone. It's their choice. right? We want them to have that choice and they can make that choice. Three things they can do. One, something I referenced earlier, just have your savings account linked to your checking account, right? And then have a transfer over in the event that you have something that goes over, right? You'd still be part of the program, but you would just, you know, really just have it, you know, be the savings mechanism. The two other things is you could just say no thanks, right? You could still take our Journey Rewards account, right? And just not have overdraft protection on it. For some folks, they don't want all of that complication with how, oh, you know, this type of rewards program, I just prefer to have something really simple, right? We have a New Beginnings checking account, right? This is for folks that maybe need to establish themselves. They don't have any sort of history with banking or they've had difficulties banking in the past. Now we're expanding it, right? You can get a debit card with that New Beginnings checking account. You could use it anywhere that you could use a debit card. And that is that reject all option. So people might want that preference of, I just want it to say no if I don't have the money right now. That's available now with our New Beginnings checking account.
Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. I mean, it's really, like I said, it's holistic, it's modern, it's empathetic, and it shows an understanding of your membership and their needs. So I salute you on that front. I guess lastly here, as you're reaching out on a constant basis, advocating for Navigant Credit Union to those who are not members, this would be just part of a lot of reasons why it makes sense to for anybody to bank with Navigant. This is sort of the most low-hanging fruit softball question you could ever ask. But at the same time, I think it's important. What's your elevator pitch to somebody who is not currently a Navigant member, why they should switch over?
I think the big thing is this, right? At Navigant Credit Union, we have all of the tools and resources that any other bank or credit union has, right, in order to improve financial well-being. What we have that others don't, in my humble opinion, is what you said, right? A holistic view, an empathetic view, a partnership, right? Our members, we say our customers are our owners. They're our partners, right? We partner with our members to make sure that they end up better than where they started in their financial life. And we are willing to overextend ourselves, right? Like creating these types of overdraft programs and doing things to our accounts that are better for them, right? Because that's the nature of what we do. We're run by our members, our boards or volunteers, incumbent of our membership, right? And our executive team and all of our team members are local and they care about the community. But most importantly, know that when you bank at Navigant, you know, you're going to improve your financial well-being and we're going to work proactively to help you do so.
Mike Matone, NavigantCU.org. That's the place to go. As always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Bill.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.
Our news desert is getting bigger and drier. Poignant words from Wayne Cabot as he was signing off WCBS New York for the final time, the news radio icon going off the air. And hey, we try to do our part every day here at BartholomewTownRIPodcast.com. And part of our sustainability depends on our listeners. And if you would like to support the independent journalism that we produce, visit patreon.com/BartholomewTown or just click the support link wherever you're listening. Bartholomewtown is brought to you in part by the University of Rhode Island Online, HealthSource RI for Employers, Navigant Credit Union, Half Street Group, Rhode Island Media Group, and by the support of our listeners at patreon.com/BartholomewTown, or you can click the support link wherever you're listening right now.